paranormal me, nākorero kai tōno, information and candidate profiles, Pōtitanga Kawanatanga Aorohe, 2022 local government elections. Voting closes at 12 noon, Saturday 8 October 2022, Motukairangi/Eastern General Ward. Producers note, this document contains the candidate profiles taken from the candidate profile booklet for this ward. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 10th of September 2022. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Disclaimer: this candidate directory has been compiled under the Local Electoral Act 2001. The Act provides that an electoral officer is not required to verify or investigate any information included in candidate profile statements and is not responsible for the accuracy of the information contained in such statements. Wellington City Council, Motukairangi/Eastern General Ward, electing three councillors, Ken A.H. Koi. Producers note, Koi is spelled K-U-O-I. End of producers note. Independent, my principal place of residence is in the Motukairangi/Eastern General Ward area. I'm standing for election as a councillor for Motukairangi Eastern Ward as an independent candidate. My principal place of residence is within the Eastern Ward area. For a healthy, active and safe community, vote Ken R. Koi number 1. My work as a lawyer, educator, and volunteer sports administrator has taught me the value of sports and recreation in building healthy families and people. Our home, Motukairangi Eastern Suburbs, is Wellington's heartbeat. Our extensive beaches, sports facilities and recreation centres offer all Wellingtonians the opportunity to live a better life. A healthy community needs safe streets, reliable public transport and accessible recreation facilities, where all sports, age groups and abilities are welcome. These values must be reflected on our council. Vote Ken R. Koi number 1 for Motukairangi Eastern Ward today. Tim Brown, my principal place of residence is not in the Motukairangi/Eastern General Ward area. I've had a successful career in business and community activities. I've chaired Wellington Airport, Wellington Hockey, and the trust that produces Cuba Dupa. Now I want to serve our city in a different way, by trying to make council better serve the people and communities of Motukairangi Eastern Ward and wider Wellington. Council isn't working for many Wellingtonians. Too much spending on nice-to-haves instead of housing, public transport, and water. We have unaffordable housing for first-time buyers and renters. Less social housing stock despite more people being in need. Motukairangi has some of New Zealand's worst road congestion, inadequate bus services, and even the harbourside cycleway has gaps. Council rates rose 29% this term and 35% uplift is projected for the next 3 years. Council debt is to hit $1,850 million from $543 million in 2019. I think I could make a positive difference if you elect me. Steph, Idlin, independent, my principal place of residence is in the Motukairangi/Eastern General Ward area. Steph Idlin, your independent, common sense, candidate for Motukairangi Eastern Ward. You might remember me from the last local elections, and I'm back. I know a lot of us in the East are dissatisfied with a council that is incapable of making sensible decisions for our community. I think this needs to change. We need to forget the glamour projects and focus on the basics that Wellington desperately needs. My top priorities are fixing our aging infrastructure that has been ignored for decades, and sorting out congestion by improving our public transport and roading infrastructure. Wellington's top issue is undoubtedly our housing crisis, and that's why we need to fix our outdated infrastructure now, so that Wellington can continue to be home for generations to come. Vote 1 for Steph Idlin to have your voice heard. Sarah Free, independent, My principal place of residence is in the Mortakairangi / Eastern General Ward area. As Deputy Mayor, I've worked constructively with others through difficult times. Despite challenges, we're delivering an unprecedented program to fix broken pipes and important buildings, upgrade community facilities, and find transport and housing solutions as our city grows. My priorities remain transport, new tunnel and bus lanes for efficient bus and car journeys for the east, safer walking cycling connections, greener suburban streets, resilience, fixing the pipes, seawalls and other solutions to respond to climate change, warm, dry housing, sensible earthquake strengthening, pest predator-free initiatives, sludge treatment to reduce waste to landfill, community, supporting local businesses and communities, activities for all ages, a safe and vibrant CBD. I'm known as an experienced, capable councillor who listens. As an independent, I will make practical, pragmatic decisions to best serve our ward and the entire city. I have an engineering degree and master's in public health. Please support me with your first preference. Erin Gilmore, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Mortakairangi / Eastern General Ward area. 88% of people surveyed by the council aren't happy. We must do better. It is time for a change of councillors. We're facing an 80% increase in rates, trebling of debt, massive infrastructure deficits, transport delays, housing shortages, and an unsavory central city, with the risks of living in a dynamic coastal environment. I will do better on these for you. I chose to live and raise my family in this amazing part of NZ since marrying Christina, born and bred Wellingtonian of Greek descent. I've run my Wellington business for 7 years. Previously, I was a MP for the National Party. I've a master's degree and plenty of proven experience working here and overseas. I formerly volunteered at Wellington Zoo and my daughter's community creche committee. I'm also a keen kayaker, love my dogs and am sometimes allowed to play cricket, albeit badly. Vote Gilmore 1, www.erangilmore.nz. Rob Goulden, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Mortakairangi / Eastern General Ward area. Improve public transport and infrastructure. Multiple transport choices. Ensure Wellington is resilient and adaptable to the challenges of climate change and other emergencies. An adequate supply of housing. Ensure the city is safe for people. Ensure public spending is value-driven. Stop wasteful spending. Maintain a pristine environment. Ensure our democratic processes are fair, open and transparent. ron.goulden@extra.co.nz. Phone 027-434-8751. Nathan Mayer, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Mortakairangi / Eastern General Ward area. I have lived in the eastern suburbs for over 20 years and have a background in hospitality. In 2004, I started Carillo del Gelato, which I grew into a business selling across New Zealand and exporting to Singapore. Having sold that business earlier this year, I now have time to stand for the council. I have served for 6 years on the Miramar Central School Board, looking after the property and finance portfolios. One of the highlights was arranging funding and construction of the bike track. I don't believe that Wellington is currently living up to its full potential. If elected, I would look to focus on keeping rates under control, reviewing spending to ensure no wastage of money or resources, and on core council services with an emphasis on fixing infrastructure. I believe the community voice is important and the consultation process should not be a box-ticking exercise. Terry O'Neill, Labour. My principal place of residence is in the Mortakairangi / Eastern General Ward area. The Eastern Ward, Mortakairangi is my home, and home to my family. 3 years ago, I was honoured to be elected to represent and serve our community. I'm proud of our victories, doubling our predator-free Wellington budget, supporting people experiencing homelessness, investing in water infrastructure to fix leaks and pipes, and fully funding the Strathmore Community Centre and Huatepara Lyle Bay Park upgrades. During the COVID-19 lockdowns, I worked locally alongside social workers to deliver vaccines and food to people within our community. Going forward, the council needs not only to make change happen, but to change the way it works with local businesses, artists, youth, families, and vulnerable communities. It needs to rebuild trust. Together we must deliver safe and accessible transport infrastructure, an accelerated response to climate change with more warm, dry, affordable homes so that we can all continue to call Motukairangi our home. Atul Prima, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Motukairangi/Eastern General Ward area. Due to a change of personal circumstances and for family reasons, I am no longer standing as a candidate. Please do not vote for me. My principal place of residence is in the Motukairangi/Eastern General Ward area. Kia ora. I am a proud mum, feminist, and Hutaitai local, raised in the Cook Islands. I love this city with a passion and want to do what I can to help it thrive. I want to see a Wellington City Council that puts people first, that comes together with communities to house our most vulnerable, that invests in infrastructure that serves the needs of tomorrow, as well as today, and that works to make our city safe and accessible for everyone to enjoy. As a city councillor, I won't shy away from the tough calls we need to make to thrive well into the future. To do this, I'll apply a climate and tetiriti lens to every decision. We've seen a disconnect between councillors and staff at council, and it's our communities who suffer as a result. I'll work to rebuild these relationships and deliver for Wellington. Wellington Regional Council, electing 5 regional councillors. Jake Arthur, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnee/Wellington constituency area. For years I've lived and worked in the Wellington region. I believe it's the most dynamic part of the country. But there's no doubt it faces serious challenges. Returning to Wellington after working in the UK as a lecturer and researcher, I want to bring my attention to detail to solving the issues facing our region. We need to future-proof our water supply and critical infrastructure, build up our climate and disaster preparedness, and sort out public transport. These are major challenges and we need ambitious thinking. We need cooperation between councils and a solid working relationship with government. After years of experience in the education sector, I know the value of building positive relationships and how to make the best out of the resources available. As your councillor, I'll be across the detail without losing sight of the big picture. Let's get Wellington Region up and running again. Roger Blakely, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnee/Wellington constituency area. I am a second-term regional councillor. I have delivered my 2019 election commitments, fixing the bus network, action on climate change and clean water. As chair of the Transport Committee, I have led at governance-level council's actions to procure 83 new electric buses, new Ikarere electric ferry, new electric airport express bus service, and support for walking and cycling programs. As a member of Te Whanganui Atara Whaitua Committee, I have developed actions to protect our freshwater streams, rivers, lakes and wetlands. I am asking for your number one vote so I can deliver further results. Climate action by bedding in contractually council's commitment to a fully electric bus fleet by 2030. Reliable and affordable public transport. Environmental action to eliminate pests and enhance biodiversity. Partnering with Mana Whenua in decision-making. My background is Chief Executive of Ministry for Environment, Department of Internal Affairs and Porirua City Council. Thomas Bryan, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnee/Wellington constituency area. I have lived in Wellington for over 30 years. I am an advocate of cities for all. I mostly get around Wellington using public transport. I see firsthand that we have some way to go before we can honestly say public transport and our city is accessible for everyone. I am currently on the Regional Council Public Transport Advisory Group representing disabled and older persons. My passion and objective is to achieve accessibility for all. As our city and region plans for the future, it is essential we ensure our infrastructure, Public transport and services supports the needs of everyone, including older and disabled persons. 25% of New Zealanders experience barriers to getting around and participating fully in society. This percentage increases as we age. If our cities continue to create barriers, more of us will be excluded, marginalized, and left behind. Chris Kelvey Freeman, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pornicka/Wellington constituency area. I'm a transport planner with substantial local and international experience. As the regional council's first manager of public transport, I led the team that developed the 1991 bus network that served the region well until it was replaced by the 2018 bus catastrophe. I'll ensure that history isn't repeated, and I'll work hard to further improve our public transport and regional road networks, and really get Wellington moving. As a Wellington City Councillor 2016-19, I was instrumental in developing an agreed plan for LGWM, which now needs to be put into action. I'm committed to strong, connected communities, clear communication, genuine consultation, objective decision-making and open, honest local and regional government. We need experienced, practical people around the council table. If Wellington is going to continue to grow and thrive in the face of significant environmental and financial challenges, we can't simply talk, dream, or tax our way forward. Lee Catley, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pornicka/Wellington constituency area. For 15 years, my job has been to tell farmers and growers to take responsibility for improving their environment by stepping up to represent their local communities on their councils. This year, it's time for me to walk my talk. GWRC is under enormous pressure to deliver for ratepayers, public transport users, central government, and the environment. I have governance skill, communications awareness and significant depth of understanding of the challenges facing the council. A vote for me means supporting someone who knows what it is like to commute in this region, to run a small business in the CBD and above all, knows what the regional council actually does. I will hit the ground running at the decision-making table. My key areas of interest are climate change adaptation support for urban residents, reaching predator-free goals and running great public transport services. Glenda Hughes, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pornicka/Wellington constituency area. Glenda Hughes, Wellington born and bred. Committed to delivering achievable solutions that are good for the region. Everywhere I go, I like to make things happen. It's the passion I've had my whole life. As a police officer keeping the streets safe. As team captain of New Zealand Athletics, a Commonwealth Games representative, and in the management team at two Olympics. I've worked with boards in business, government organizations, and at startups Variety Club, Kids Can and Pet Refuge, all charities that are delivering for Kiwis. I have always believed in implementation. I have never believed in intentions, only in achievable actions. Let's ensure Wellington Region gets the action required. With better decision-making processes and smarter spending cognizant of today's tougher conditions, our region will flourish. We must act fast but wisely. I need your first preference to make it happen. David Lee, Connecting Wellington. My principal place of residence is in the Pornicka/Wellington constituency area. Wellington has an exciting future ahead. I'm an urban planner and certified RMA commissioner, with 25 years of central and local government experience. I'm connected, with a record of success. My climate action achievements include securing $20 million carbon credits for Greater Wellington, introducing solar panels in schools and EV chargers around the city, championing climate adaptation resilience, water quality and urban renewal initiatives and community-led programs. I've led public transport initiatives, for example, electric buses, 50% fares, while upcoming integrated ticketing will modernize how we journey. Let's get Wellington moving. Options are hotly debated. I support a second Mount Victoria tunnel. Light rail is not the answer. We can't afford it. $7.4 billion. It's disruptive, especially for business. Buses on dedicated lanes are the most practical, achievable way to move people around the city. I'm seeking a second term on Greater Wellington. Vote 1 David Lee to energise momentum for Wellington. Chris Montgomery, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnucker/Wellington constituency area, Kia ora. I am committed to a vibrant, connected community that looks after the natural environment and the people who live in it. I am an experienced communicator, community connector and leader and bring the skills, energy and passion to help GWRC achieve this vision. We are entering a period of huge challenge and change, particularly around climate change action, including sustainable transport options and government reforms, and we need councillors with a strategic outlook and a sense of urgency who can understand people's concerns and communicate issues well. My background is varied, with experience in corporates, governance, incorporated societies and community organisations. I am committed to being a good ancestor and want the Wellington region to be a place where our young people feel that their hopes and concerns for the future are listened to and acted on and mana whenua knowledge and place is acknowledged and respected. Thomas Nash, Green. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnucker/Wellington constituency area. I believe in fairness, thoughtful planning and dedicated teamwork. In a time of climate transition, we need coordinated, effective regional leadership focused on the public good. That's my commitment to you. A region with more ways to get around is better for the climate and better for everyone. So let's accelerate Wellington's transport and urban development projects, with modern light rail supporting quality public housing, new trains for our regional network, more bus lanes, cheaper fares, more frequent services, a transport workforce strategy and welcoming, accessible stations. Let's work together to restore the region's urban streams, coastal areas, native forests and wetlands. In all of this we must build meaningful, equal partnerships with mana whenua. If re-elected I will build on my track record of delivering climate action and increasing council's funding base alongside rates. I'll work hard and always put climate, nature and community at the heart of everything. E whakapono ana au ki te tōkeke, te whakamahere pai me te mahi tahi. Hei whakahaere I te huringa āhuarangi me reretahi, me whaitake hoki te hōtutanga e arotahi ana ki te painga tumatanui. Koinei tāku e whai nei mā koutou. He pai ake mō te āhuarangi me te katoa te rohe e whai ana I ngā huarahi maha ki te tawhai haere, nō reira me whakahohoro tātou I te whakawhanaketanga tūnuka me te taone, mā te whakatu tereina māmā, tereina hou arapahi anō utu kaiake iti iho, ratonga auau ake, paina ake mō ngā kaitaraiwa, me ngā teihana tōmo pai. Me whakaura tātou I ngā awa tāone o te rohe, ngā takutai, ngā here taketake me ngā koreperepo. Me whakapakari I ngā pātuitanga whaitikanga, manari te hoki me te mana whenua. Kapukumahi au, ka aropu hoki ki te āhuarangi, te taiao me te hapori. Darren Ponter, Labour. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnucker/Wellington constituency area. Electric buses, lifting driver wages, lowering bus fares, new bus services, including the airport service, introducing Snapper onto rail, replanting our regional parks, restoring our wetlands and cleaning up our waterways have been areas of focus during my current term as Chair of Greater Wellington Regional Council. My priorities are more reliable Metlink services, reducing fares for buses and trains, more buses to more places, full integrated ticketing, and removing pollution in our urban streams. I am committed to active community engagement, spades in the ground on major transport projects, a vibrant downtown Wellington, and supporting economic development. Climate change, water quality and infrastructure resilience are high priorities. I am an experienced councillor with strong background in problem solving. I have a track record of bringing people together and delivering for Wellington. I have a background in resource management and public policy. Yadana Saw, Green. My principal place of residence is in the Pornicare/Wellington constituency area. Te Whanganui e Tairua welcomed my whānau after they left Burma. Born and raised here, the environment, the possibilities and the people have instilled my lifelong commitment to community, social justice, climate action and Te Tiriti. Wellington is where I've worked in our film, education, radio, arts and non-profit sectors, gaining skills in governance, management and strategic oversight. I want a flourishing, safe, resilient, climate-friendly place that takes care of nature and people. We deserve 21st century transport solutions that reduce congestion and deliver a public transport network that serves our passengers, drivers and the planet. The restoration of our coastal areas, native forests and waterways is vital to our well-being and livelihoods. We need well-maintained and functioning infrastructure to protect our natural taonga. I will contribute to an effective, collaborative and visionary regional leadership that works in equal partnership with mana whenua so we and future generations will thrive. I pōhiriti a taku whānau e te whanganui a tara i taua rātou wehenga i pēma i whānau mai au i whakatipuria hoki i kōnei, kua whakato te taiol, ngā āheinga, me ngā tāngata i te manawanui ki rōtol i aho mō te hapori, tika papori. Tiaki āhuarangi me te tiriti e pirangi anaki apua wai, haumaru, manawaroa, tiaki hoki a te whanganui a tara i te āhuarangi, te taiao me te tangata, me whiwhi tātou i tētahi ratonga tūnuka tumatanui no tēnei rotau e whaihua ai mō ngā kaieke me ngā kaitaraiwa katoa, mō papatu anuku hoki. He mea waiwai o tātou takatai mōna. Ngā here taketake me ngā aroai ki tō tātou oranga, me tiaki. Mā akumahi e whaihua e mahitahi e matakite ai hoki te hōtutanga a rohe e mahitahi ana me te mana whenua i runga i te manarite, ki apua wai ai tātou me ngā uri whakaheke. Simon Wolfe, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pornicare/Wellington constituency area. Simon Wolfe has vast governance experience. He has been actively involved in areas of public transport, infrastructure, business, environment, arts, sport, health, and various charities in the Wellington community. Simon is a life member of Diabetes NZ, the Wellington Photographic Society and Family Planning NZ. He is a trustee on the Wellington Hospital Trust, a Rotary Paul Harris Fellow and has also served 3 terms on the WCC. Simon's reasons for standing for the GWRC include his care, interest and expertise in environmental matters, and his previous experience and advocacy for his community with public transport. He is a long-standing community champion and advocate for an improvement of Wellington's public transport system, and particularly in relation to Wellington's bus network and services. Simon is also known for his photography and family business Photography by Wolfe. He has a reputation for his considered and balanced approach, where people come first. Producers note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 11th of September 2022 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050, phone 09-320-4173, email info@aicoms.co.nz, website www.aicoms.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.